with two county council seats up for election this fall. There's already a contest for seat D. Incumbent Chris Robinson, a Democrat from the Snyderville Basin, has filed for another term. Filing to challenge him is Craig Williams, a Park City Republican. As expected, incumbent County Attorney David Brookie, a Republican, is bidding for another term. He's being challenged by Robert Hilder, a Democrat and former 3rd District Court judge. And there are so far three candidates for county sheriff to succeed the current top cop, Dave Edmonds. On the Democratic side, Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez from the Park City area has filed. There will be a contest on the Republican side. The two contenders for sheriff there are Dats Shane and Chris Hendrickson, both from the South Summit area. Looking at other department head positions in the county, there's a contest set for county treasurer. Incumbent Corey Forsling, a Democrat from Park City, is running again. She has a challenger in Camas resident Amy Yost, a Republican. For the position of county auditor, a new name has thrown his hat in the ring. Park City area resident Scott Carlson, a Democrat. Other incumbents at the county courthouse have put in their applications. Those include county assessor Steve Martin, county clerk Kent Jones, and county recorder Marianne Trussell, who was appointed to replace the retiring Alan Spritz and is now running for a term in her own right. Two seats for the Park City School District are on the ballot this year. Filing in District 4 is J.J. Ellers. A candidate for District 5 is Julie Eyhausen. Neither is an incumbent. Looking at state legislative races, one-time GOP legislator Mel Brown has filed to run again for House District 53. Republican Kevin Van Tassel, a Vernal resident, is bidding for re-election to Senate District 26. And Len Wright, chairman of the Summit County Democrats, has filed to run for House District 54, which includes Park City and Wasatch County. GOP incumbent Craig Powell has also filed for another term. Filing window closes at 5 o'clock this Thursday, March 20th. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.